Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 9, Mishnah 1. Again, my apologies for the background noise, but I'm on this amazing Kollel bus, and Baruch Hashem, there's other people around me learning and some noise from the bus. So what's very interesting is that in Chapter 9, Mishnah 1, the Mishnah does something here which is not so common in the Mishnayos, and that is that it kind of gives a synopsis, a review of Maseches Yevamos, of what we've learned until this point, so a person should have a concise point of reference if they want to know the halachas of Yibam. So, and the Mishnah also kind of gives klalim, it gives terms or general rules just to make life a little bit easier. So let's see the Mishnah. Yesh mutaris levalei, and there are some people that are permissible, some women that are permissible to be married to their husband, vasuris levmeim, but they're prohibited to be married to their yavam. It means when they fall to yibam, they don't have to do yibam. Now there's women, next case, mutaris levmeim, vasuris levaleim, that if they do fall to yibam, then yibam could be performed, but they're actually prohibited from really being married to their husbands. And finally, mutaris le'elu vila'elu. There are some cases where a woman could continue to be married to her husband and she's permitted to do yibum. And sometimes vasuris le'elu vila'elu. And sometimes situations where she's really prohibited from staying married to her husband as well as from marrying the yam. Says the Mishnah, ve'elu mutaris le'valein vasuris le'yubmein. This is a case of a situation where a person is permitted their mutter to their husband, vasuris le'yubmein, but they're prohibited to the yavam. What would that case be? Says the Mishnah, Kayin hedit, if you have an ordinary kayin shenasa salmana that married a widow, the yeshlo ach kayin gadol, and now she falls to his brother, which is a kayin gadol. So in that situation, she's 100% permitted to be married to her husband because a kayin hedit, a regular kayin, is permitted to marry an almana widow, but she's usher to do yibum because a kayin gadol can't do yibum on an almana. Now, really, the Mishnah didn't have to say that the kayin hedit, that the regular ordinary kayin, married an almana. He could have married a regular woman, but when he dies, his wife becomes a widow, so she's automatically prohibited to the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah said this because of the Seifa, the second part of the Mishnah Beis, where there the Mishnah speaks about a situation of a Kohen Gadol that's married to an Almana, so the Mishnah wanted to have a uniform, both Reisha and Seifa, beginning and end to the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, Chalal, if you have a tainted Kohen, so for example, a Kohen who's born from a birth of a mother who was married, a mother who was a Grusha, she was a divorcee, and she was married to a Kohen, so he was prohibited to marry her, but he did anyways. Shanas Lakshera, and he married a regular Kosher woman. I should say it differently. He wasn't prohibited to marry. Yeah, he was prohibited to marry her. V'yeshle ach kasher, and he has a brother who is a regular kohen. So it comes out that she's permitted to be married to her husband because ksheiros are not prohibited to be married to their husband. So again, she was permitted to be married to her husband. However, he can't do yibum to his brother because when this tainted kohen has relations with her, his child, he taints the wife that he has relations with, and therefore, now the brother who is a kohen can't marry her. Final case, says the Mishnah, Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael. If you have an ordinary Jew that marries an ordinary Jew, v'yishloi ach mamzer, and he has a brother that's illegitimate, that's a bastard, so in that situation, yibum will be prohibited. Mamzer shenasa mamzeris, or if you have a mamzer that marries a mamzeris, a bastard that marries a bastardess, if you want to call it that, which is permitted, v'yishloi ach Yisrael, but his brother is a regular Yisrael, he's a valid Yisrael, so now he can't do yibum on the mamzeris. So this is a situation where they're permitted to their husbands, but they're prohibited from doing Yibum because their wife is prohibited to the fellow that they fall to Yibum. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing rest of your week.